Home Team and Hamilton, weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon.
We've heard of bitter divorces. This looks like this is a really bad one. A man set ablaze $1 million in cash so that his ex-wife couldn't get it in divorce. And a man said that he sold off his properties and businesses, and without telling his ex, he went to the bank and made 25 withdrawals of cash, set it on fire. Couldn't have it. Didn't want her to have $500,000 of it. Didn't want her to have a plug nickel.
You're a nasty b-.
Burn it up is what he did. In divorce proceedings, judge found the man in contempt of court. He needed to prove validate his income. He hadn't been able to do that, so the judge found him in contempt, sentenced him to 30 days, and started fining him $2,000 a day until he gives an honest accounting of his finances to the court so they can find out how much his ex-wife would be entitled.
He has to wake up. He has to wake up and know that there's no way around the IRS. There's no way around them not knowing what you have made, first and foremost. Second, home team, the reason why I mentioned selfish when you brought this story up earlier, he's also taken away from his kid.
I don't know.
He is. I mean, because now you're burning it up. Your kid is going to suffer with that as well.
I don't know if he has a big family.
Well, not even a big family. It's more than his wife. They got a child together.
This sounds like this was more to make sure she didn't get her hands on what he thought she was going to get her hands.
I understand, but if you burn up $1 million, does that mean that she's not going to get it, but that's going to be some money's left over that your daughter's not or your child is not going to get either?
What it looks like is he's got his money, and what he wants to make sure is that she doesn't get his money.
Without thinking about the daughter or the child, though.
Yeah, but the way I'm looking at it, if he can burn $1 million, he's got something somewhere else. I think he'd be okay. What he wants to make sure is that
the wife
doesn't get off with a little bit more.
I feel you with that, home team, but you think he got his money? Well, why would he have to sell all his assets?
Well, the court made him do that.
No, the court told him you don't do it. The court said, don't you? That's why another thing, reason why he went to jail, because the court said, well, you better not sell any of your assets.
The court told him, we need an accounting of your assets. They told him that we need to see the numbers. He sold everything off and went to the ATM machine, is what he did. This thing sounds like it turned ugly.
What did
you can't
do?
Have it.
What did she do for you to burn up $1 million?
Yeah, I don't
you
have it.
You got cash to do it.
This is extreme dislike. Dare I say hatred.
Yeah, the home team's point, you ain't burning your last $1 million. He got another $1 million.
You're not going to burn your money. Yeah, you're not burning your money.
Well, he doesn't have to burn his last $1 million. He could probably have $1.5 million, and he burns $1 million of it.
But still, that's a statement $1 million. I'm making a statement by burning this $1 million.
Yeah, I think that's the money on the books that he burned.
I think he's telling the untruth.
Here's my question.
I think he's telling the untruth.
Everybody gets married, and you're supposed to be forever. 60% of the time, that ain't the case. We'll put it on Twitter. What can't she have? Things go left. What can't your ex have? You burn it up. Burn it up and watch it burn while the police are cuffing you before she drives off with it.
Oh, man. Man, home team, I can't really, really, really think of anything that she cannot, that I'd rather burn up.
What can't she have, Joe? For me, it would be my jersey collection. I would be, she would know that would if things would left, she would take half because she knew that would hurt me. I'd rather burn it up. I had some of those jerseys since I was in high school. Burn it up. The stuff I used to wear to the Omni. My Doc Rivers jersey. I couldn't see my Doc Rivers jersey hanging in it. She got a new man. Her new man with my Doc Rivers jersey and his man cave. I'd burn it up, Joe. And let Cobb County Fire come and put it out.
See, that's a
take the ashes with her.
That's a tough one for me, Mr. Leak, because you're saying burn it up. It's not the idea. Like it's gone. Burn it up. So even if she can't have it, then it's gone completely.
That's
burn
all right.
It up. So I had thought about my Super Bowl ring.
Oh.
But I don't want it burnt. I don't want it burnt up.
But the judge says, Mr. Hamilton, you're going to have to turn that over. That belongs to Mrs. Hamilton now. That is hers. We've added up the assets. We put that on Mrs. Hamilton's side of the ledger. She's now a Super Bowl champion again.
Burn it up.
Hey.
Yo, burn it up. Burn it up for the simple fact is, hey, man, hey, she supported me. She was by my side, but she didn't do any of those things.
She didn't go to those practices.
No, burn it up.
That's what I say. My wife didn't buy any of those jerseys. She wasn't rooting through the good times and bad times in the Omni. She didn't have Doc Rivers touch my jersey one day after I high-fived him. She can't have it. I'd burn it up, Joe. 404-741-1230. What is something you would burn it up before you had to turn it loose?
The hat collection.
Oh, Big John.
I'd put gasoline, kerosene, and any other flammable liquids I can find. If I see another man walking around in one of my Yankees fitted, oh, yeah, we got issues.
He takes the bills and doesn't straighten them out, bends the bills, and rocking your Hawks and your Knicks hat.
No, I'm burnt. Well, you could burn the Knicks hat up anyway. I might do that tonight. But you can go ahead and just burn the collection now. It's just no.
BJ, you got anything that just means much to you? I know you're not married. You're the single guy in the room. But if you did get married and it didn't work out, something that she just couldn't have.
I got a lot of like video and camera equipment.
Oh, she took your tripod and your camera.
Yeah, if somebody else is taking photos with my DSLR camera,
burn it up.
We got problems.
Oh, the first thing she's going to do is make a movie with her new man. She going Kardashian on
him. Yeah, down. If she Ray J Kardashian with my equipment, I'm going to have a problem.
Riding down, doing live Instagram lives in HD.
24-hour
in 4K. You like, whoa.
BJsX.com.
That's a hard one, boy. I can't even think of any more, though. It's a stretch for me to think of anything else.
That's me. I don't have much that I really covet.
Really, I earned a few things in my life, and I would go if it could somehow, some way be my degree from the Institute, but that can always be in the records.
She take that too. She gets a Super Bowl ring and your diploma.
No. That. I'll take it.
Burn it up.
Yeah, the judge is going to have to do something about that now.
Yeah, I'll be going to Vista Print or something and making me a new diploma. That'd be tough.
What'd you say you going to do with it?
Burn it up. So we'll have fun with that. We'll put that out on Twitter, social media a little bit later today.
This is the SportsX.